Broad Street Bully Podcast, talking Flyers hockey.
Yeah, it feels like she farted in my mouth.
Hi guys, this is Drew Pavsky here. It's episode 82 of the Broad Street Bully Podcast. What you're hearing right now is the disgusting sound of someone passing gas or a flatulence, as you call it. Maybe the dog is what everyone blames on the dog, of course. Hi. It's episode 82 here. It's game night once again. The last one of the season, and looking at playoff potential, probably the last of this year until next season. We got Jeff DeAngelis here. We got
terrible.
Doyle here. And always, we got special guest, the returning Josh Carter, everybody.
Hey, wow, I'm really honored to be here in this fart dungeon. Thanks for having me over, guys.
Well, we're upstairs, so it's more like a fart tower.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
The tower, whatever.
the tower of terror.
It stinks.
The tunnel of farts.
The fucking stinkiest fart locker. Yeah, fart knocker.
Fart locker. Is that a movie with Jeremy Renner? I got to go back. I can't live without farts.
It's about diffusing a fart that's about to happen. He's on a date. He needs a guy to come.
Sounds like Mike L.
Michael.
I like to say our podcast is better than this, but it really isn't. Everybody. The Flyers are moving on tonight to play the Penguins at home, which is good because the Flyers win at home, except when Jeff and I are there.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, they were close. They almost did.
We can talk about that a little bit. Also, Josh, we had you on last year, and people really enjoyed your take on hockey.
Oh, really? Good.
Yeah, they really did. As a quote, I forget one. Somebody said, please have Josh on again. I said, okay, we're working on it. She said, but not anytime soon. Like, I don't want him to actually learn what hockey is. Just enough so he can come on and, like, shoot
I'd
the
like
shit.
To tell that lady, I still don't know what's going on. My dad told me a couple of things I could say tonight. This goaltending, it's not standing up.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And the ice is not cold enough.
It was pretty choppy.
He didn't tell me that.
Oh, okay.
I just forgot.
You blame that idiocy on your dad? Idiocy? Fuck, I said idiocy again.
Again.
I did it like,
oh, look who the idiot is over
again.
Here.
I'm an Anaheim idiot. That's
Periscope, you guys can tune into our Periscope. what's the link? www.com/ high sticking.
It's just Twitter. It's a periscope.com/. Isn't that brought to the BSB podcast?
Yeah, sure. Let's go. I don't remember.
Bing Bong Boy podcast.
But to Josh's point, a lot of the times in Monday's game, the ice did look kind of choppy on some power plays.
Okay.
Yeah.
Josh, I have a bone to pick with you.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm coming at you live.
It's come to my.
what can I help you with?
It's come to my knowledge that getalifeyourknife.com is no longer in existence.
Yes, let's discuss that.
What? What do you mean?
You must re-register.
I tried to go on it, and it doesn't look like you re-registered your domain.
Jesus.
Guess who parked it for 10 grand? You can have it for the
Yeah, right.
Yeah, someone probably owns it now.
No. You know what happened? I had to move my website, so some of those files probably got moved. But God damn it, I'm going to fix that shit later this week.
Yeah, we tried
I'm accepting
to go
bids
on
as of midnight tonight. So.
And it wasn't working. We were super upset.
Shit. Ah, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Somebody hacked me.
Really?
Which brings me back to the Flyers. Fucking hack stall.
Oh, wait, they're starting at 7:30 tonight? Did we totally fuck this up?
No, we probably did.
Oh, no, we're not. Never mind. I was going to say.
They're wearing the Stadium Series jerseys. It's an outside game.
These guys
No, they're wearing
the rink.
Them tonight.
If you're watching the game, you're going to notice they've already hit the
Do
rink.
Do you even Flyers, Jeff?
Yeah, it's 7:30.
Wow.
All right, then. I guess we'll get off.
It's not 7:30, though. It's 7:40.
Watch the game.
Well, if somebody could have been here on time.
I mean, we're not there. Let's be honest here. We're not missing much right now.
Yeah, it's fine though. We could still.
Yeah, you're right. We can still pop in
a couple of Gwens.
I mean, we can do up until what 8 o'clock.
Couple
and then
of Gwens, huh?
Seems to be a bunch of Gwens on the ice.
So,
what are the Gwens, Josh?
Yeah, let's
it's
talk
the,
about
this Penguins.
Oh, Penguins. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about my and Drew's experience at Monday's night Flyers game.
Monday's night.
Blah.
Monday's night raw Flyers. This edition.
No, so
we had a great time.
Yeah, Drew and I got to sit second row. And
amongst the rich people, you know, when you're a big podcast, you get perks.
Those are not our people.
I didn't see you guys. By the way.
I must say that the people upstairs definitely enjoy our game commentary more than the people downstairs.
They are much more willing to play along upstairs.
Oh, my God. I think my 11-year-old son is going to hear a horrible thing any minute.
There is a distinct possibility.
I broke the law and banged on the glass in the second row. I'm like, excuse me, brace yourself.
Oh my
and I
went, God.
I
gotta do this. Brace yourself and leans over the people.
Great.
We were taunting Seth Jones all night with Jeff just starting it. And then I just had the opportunity after a few Chardonnays to yell, Seth Jones, you stink. That's all I did.
It got deadly quiet.
Did you say stink?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't curse.
It got deadly quiet. And he was Seth Jones was standing in the middle of the zone, and we yelled, "Nashville's glad they traded you." And he looked over at us. Yes. He made eye contact with us. For the rest of the night, we were saying, "You're number three, but you're really number two."
And is this a guy? Is this guy's on the Flyers?
No, he's on the Blue Jackets.
No, he's on the Blue Jackets. Okay. So the Columbus was visiting, and as we say it back at my house, screw them. Screw
I'd
them
like
up
to think that we
butts.
Got into his head. And
screw them.
The Blue Jackets
up their dumb butts.
Yeah, screw them up their dumb butts. We keep it clean at my house. You know, we're a Christian family.
Screw up them dumb butts.
Brian dumb butts.
So the Flyers going into this are 7 points out of the last playoff spot, and they have, 12 games left, I think?
The Flyers, they have a lot of problems they're not addressing.
14, I believe, counting this one.
Like how Hacksaw's not really worried about
basically,
the
penalty they count. Have to go 13-1 if they have any shot at making the playoffs.
Which is not unreasonable.
Yeah, they went 10-0 at one point, and a lot of teams could suck.
If they can win 6 games, lose 1, and then win 7 in a row after that.
That's not asking so much.
Fine.
I want to talk about
it starts tonight.
The Flyers conspiracy.
Okay.
You got your Ron Hextall.
Hashtag
he's
Unsolved Mysteries.
Correct?
He's in there. He's the GM.
He's the GM.
Yeah.
And the coach's name, now correct me if I'm wrong, Hackstall.
Yes.
Damn it, I want to come in with that to accentuate what you're going to say.
Nobody knows. Nobody who's lit. There it is. Oh, boy, what I save. There's a conspiracy on this save.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
What makes you say this, Josh?
I'm coming at you live with an Alex Jones vibe right now.
The globalists taking over the Flyers.
Listen, folks, let me come at you live with a some kind of... What the hell's going on? Oh,
tell us about what's going on.
Ron Hextall appeared one night on a fucking street corner in Philadelphia. Hextall... please follow up. This is confusing. They have similar names. Try to keep up. They're both involved with the team. The Flyers eating shit this year.
Oh!
Once again, I'm just kidding. I don't really follow. You guys remember Tourette's guy?
Yeah.
Can't
do shit without your balls.
You remember he would put on the long jacket and walk around and pretend to be... The guy from Unsolved
Robert
Mysteries.
Robert Stack.
Yeah.
I never saw those ones.
He would just walk into a room. We go, update.
Update. The girl's body's been found.
Yeah. I think they faked that guy's death. Because I remember
Robert Stack?
No, the Tourette's guy.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were like, he died. It's
well, he
over.
Didn't. He didn't really have Tourette's, right?
No, he was just an actor.
Yeah,
what
an
not
asshole.
An actor, just act like it.
That's a very serious disease to make fun of.
That could have been worse.
Okay.
Yeah, I really care.
At least it wasn't Down syndrome guy. That would have been fucked up.
At least it wasn't osteoporosis guy. Ow, my bones.
Hey, that is a disease that affects many an older woman.
I'm dealing with a lot of bone pain.
Drink your milk for your osteoporosis.
I'm dealing with nail fungus guy. Hey!
I'm involved with fungus.
You need that Jublia.
Among us.
Spray it on your tootsies.
I like a nice fungal.
What if there was a gout guy?
Oh, I'd be like, get out, you gout.
Turning into me.
That's that is a Josh Carter thing.
Yeah. Get out, you gout.
Get a life knife and its co-companion site, Get Out, You Gout.
Get out, you gout.
Registered trademark of Drew Paskey. That should be the name of your gout cream. Get out, you gout.
Guys, Get Out, Your Gout is not registered.
That's
Get Out, You Gout. It's Wyatt.
Yug Out.
Oh, it's Get Out, Yug Out.
The sequel to the new movie, Get Out.
Oh, guess who's going on GoDaddy
Get
right
out,
now.
Get Out,
You Gout. Jeff's going to put the price up to $1 million. I'll pay every penny.
Yeah, no, Get Out, You Gout.
I'm going to Danica Patrick
Get Out,
You
Gout is the sequel to Get Out where
what's
fast
that? Give me a boner and a wet dream?
35 years, and it's just him hobbling around.
Nocturnal emissions.
He's got terrible gout in his joints.
Remember that time those white people almost killed me? Luckily, I got out.
Is that what cancer says?
But he got the gout.
I'd be actually white and Asian people, probably mostly.
I don't follow.
It was a cancer research joke.
Ah, goofball.
Yeah, you know.
We should probably do bold predictions before more of the game happens.
All right, so yeah, we'll do bold predictions now because the game started at 7:30.
My bold prediction is...
Every rivalry night we've done, it started at 8, so fair enough.
Yeah, we were just used to it. We're creatures of habit.
And yeah, that's why I thought 7:35 would be okay.
I tweaked my nipples at 7:20, got ready for the show around 7:30-ish, and here we are. That's what I do every show.
Drew is tenderizing
his meat. Drew, by the way... Why don't you shovel your walkway outside?
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
The steps were terrifying.
I know. Hey,
you were home all day yesterday.
I was busy.
No excuse.
We'll host the podcast at my house, but it'll be deadly. Yeah.
You might not make it inside.
All right, listen here.
I was a scared.
Listen here, you fuck faces. I'm not the landlord of this property, number one.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
We would have done it before. Just I had a late start yesterday.
Because you were shit faced at the
No, because I was up until 5 o'clock in the morning watching Amanda Knox documentaries.
What?
And tugging my pud.
Old Tom Shanghai.
Amanda Knox.
Yeah, Foxy Noxie, the girl that got accused of killing her roommate in Italy.
Oh, okay. Girl. There's a documentary.
Greta did that
shit. I started that, but I didn't finish.
It was pretty good. I liked it. But so I sobered up by maybe 1 o'clock, and I was like, I'm going to watch a documentary. And next thing I know, I watch a documentary, I watch something else on Netflix, nice. And it's 4 or 5 in the morning. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh shit, you have a snow day tomorrow. Not like, you got to do stuff tomorrow.
Did you have work today?
I had the 2-hour delay today. Oh. Nice. By the way, whoever had 2-hour delay, grade A person. Awesome.
Grade A.
Awesome. Love it.
Yeah, it was nice. I didn't hit any traffic on the way to work today.
At the game, I got the call. It was second period. I got a text from my one coworker who's the secretary and knows everything. And then I got another text from the school, and I got the call. I'm sitting there watching the Flyers. I'm like, hello. I'm like, watch Jeff. They're going to get me off. And I knew it was going to be a recording, but still.
Bastards.
I should have probably been a little more quiet in case they to catch you. Aha, you're already drinking.
Yeah.
And as soon as I found out, I was like, yes.
He's in a very loud sporting event, which means there's beer involved.
Not necessarily.
The one beer guy kept going to because we were down low is right there.
I had a nice soda pop.
The very short line was like, hey, man, you got another one of these IPAs. He goes, you want two? He's like, get off tomorrow now, right? You found out? I'm like. Yeah, make it 2.
The beer guy was awesome, by the way.
Beer guy stalking you or something?
Beer guy was so cool.
No, because I told him earlier, I'll probably find out by the second period if I have a snow day.
Did you ever get his name?
No, but I gave him the podcast card.
The beer guy was super cool.
He was really nice. He was bullshitting with us about the game, and he was very upset about the Boston loss on Saturday.
He was.
Who wasn't?
Boston loss.
I wasn't as upset because I didn't get to watch it. I only listened to
Dave Hackstall wasn't because he had all the players he wanted on the ice.
More like Boston Lawston.
Oh, good one.
Lost in
all right,
space.
Real quick.
bold prediction.
Bold predictions. And then I have something to
say. All right, here's my Flyers bold prediction. The Flyers will win.
Okay, that is a bold prediction.
Yeah, it is.
Actually.
That's pretty bold.
Wow, I'm just being you guys bring out the negative into me.
Josh,
I used to be a pretty positive pal over
here.
Your
bold hockey knowledge prediction.
Positive Drew. Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm coming at you live with a bold prediction. Here's what's going to happen. Ron Hextall, he's going to jump out on the ice, tackle a referee, and he's going to become the referee for the rest of the game.
That certainly is bold.
Towards the end of the first period.
That's Doritos Locos bold.
Second thing, Flyers are going to win.
Two.
This is the...
This is a continuation of scenario one.
Get because life, he will be...
.com is defunct. all right, yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
Are you sure that's it?
Yeah.
That was Josh Carter's bold prediction.
The production values of this show are just through the roof.
Yeah. They really are.
Get it? They're so high through the roof that we're actually in the attic.
Oh.
That wasn't funny at all.
Comedian. Jesus Christ, Josh.
I'd like to take a moment to comment on these tiny ceiling fans.
They do wonders. They do wonders.
Yeah, I never really realized how small the...
They are hilarious.
Yeah, but they have to be small, okay? I'm an ogre who lives in the attic.
Bold prediction.
My bold prediction is the Flyers will score 3 goals tonight.
Nice.
They win?
Huh?
They win?
Yeah, sure. Throw a win in there, too.
Oh, very bold.
Nice.
B on Microsoft Word. Bold.
Bold.
My bold prediction is that Claude Giroux will finally lead by example.
What does that mean? There's so much.
He's going to show up tonight.
It's like the ending of Lost. I don't know what
to say. No, he's going to show up tonight. I'm going to say at least a goal and an assist.
Okay. A goal and an assist.
Assist.
Okay. 2-point
or
spread.
Or otherwise, we're going to have to start, what is it? We're going to have to start calling him Ghost because he's nowhere to be found.
Ghost.
Where's Natalie Holloway?
Ghost is
bad. But anyway, one of the things I want to so last game we were at, I noticed it because the Flyers had two goals scored on them in our end of the ice. Peb, Vandevelde, and McDonald are literally three of the four worst penalty killers you could ever put on the ice together. And yet Hextall insists on fucking doing
it. They used to be good.
Yeah, they used to be.
Oh, that's another thing.
Coke used to be good for you, too.
I hate their PK formation, though.
They're a penalty killing. It has been.
Not even just like.
There's a new power play look tonight.
Yeah, well, I know they're revamping the power play tonight to what they tried to do however long ago, and now they're finally going to start to do it again.
Also, did you see that?
But the penalty kill. Is it like just the setup of it is the worst?
Well, like I think it was Isaac.
It's like this stupid deep box that like there's no aggressive checking.
Deep box.
Well, no, and show it again.
Doyle's deep in the box.
Isaac or Carcitti asked Hextall about the penalty killing, and he was like, "Nah, our penalty killing's fine. Like it's okay." And then they like had the stats. They were like, "You've given up like 5 goals on the last 7
yeah.
attempts or whatever."
Everyone always Patrick from deep box.
He was like. Hackstall's like, yeah, I'm not going to worry about stats. So anyway, next question. I got my back. Like, whenever you present stats to him, he freaks out and changes the subject.
Because he's never going to tear down his team.
Do you think he's on the spectrum?
He's definitely deep in
the
box.
No, the spectrum got torn down for Xfinity Live. But I feel like, he's not going to savage his team, but, like, stop playing Vandevelde and McDonald in situations like that. Maybe
I think
Peb, because he's French in his heart.
They should leave. If you're going to leave the fourth line the way it is by insistently playing Vandevelde, you should at least change the penalty killings.
And like
put like Reed and Giroux out there and
like
Couturier and
Boyd
Simmons.
You scratch.
He's isn't he in Kosovo?
Yeah. Way down in Kosovo.
That's where the hockey players go when
so
they're done.
Nick Cousins gets scratched for Weiss, or Lubimov gets scratched for Weiss. Anybody getting scratched for Weiss is the wrong mistake.
But they're both playing because Jordan Wheel got hurt.
Weiss.
The wrong mistake.
Yeah.
The wrong mistake. Flyers on the power play. New look power play. Here we go. Provorov and Ghost on the top.
This is where Giroux
I just
gets
feel like
points.
These power plays have been so predictable lately.
Giroux had
That's
a
actually a very good
game.
Point.
And Columbus, Giroux had a turnover. So Drew leans over and goes, "Guy stinks, trade him." And this 15-year-old kid turns around and goes, "What the hell, man? Are you stupid?"
No, he looked at his dad. They were like,
obviously.
He was looking at him going like, this guy.
Obviously.
I was kidding, dude, and he just looked at me and he didn't say anything to me.
Obviously, that kid doesn't have a Twitter account.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. But, dude, actually, one guy's like, "Come on, Drew, hustle, you bum." And everyone's like, "Yeah."
It was like 2 sections over and Rose back because you can hear the echo. He's just like, "You stink, Drew."
It's like, "McDonald, get off the ice." Just like people were just yelling.
We're like,
meanwhile,
find that guy and buy him a beer.
But, dude, I don't know if it was the IPAs talking. But like Jeff said, look, McDonald's know what to do. He's just standing there watching, dude.
Yeah.
His eyes were darting back and forth. They were darting back and forth. He was just like, he made like awkward social like movements. And I said, like, dude, he's like, he doesn't know what to do. And everyone's like, look at McDonald. And the guy behind us said it too. Yeah. I'm like, dude, he's probably autistic. Think about it. He's always awkward. And all of a sudden I realized where I was. And I was like, ooh.
Except Drew didn't put it in that.
I'm being
turns.
Loud in public about autism.
But yeah, like so like every time Provorov had the puck, if you
I couldn't
contact,
do crowd work at the game. No one's responded.
If you made contact with McDonald's eyes, like he just looked nervous. Like he didn't look like he wanted to be out there.
Yeah, he looked
that's
like
probably not a good sign from your top pairing defenseman.
Hey, still got better plus minus.
Not
than,
a good sign.
He looked
from
your like Skywalker's uncle.
He's got a better plus minus than the other defenseman. Everybody was pissed off. He got benched because
Who?
He sucked.
Shane Gostisbehere.
Yeah. He was awful.
Ghost just bear. Yeah.
I just wanted to point out the fact that he did look really awkward, but he knew what he was doing out there. Yeah. But it was kind of cool because we were right in the front. We saw during the 5-on-3, we saw Drew. I thought Drew was yelling at Voracek.
Was
so loud. He's like yelling. He's barking a command and doing a play. He has his glove up like this, but I could see where he was pointing.
Yeah.
He was like, "You're gonna know that Simmons is like okay." And Voracek's trying to say, he's like, "No, you go there." He's like, "Okay."
How about it?
Drew's just like, "People are yelling, shoot, but we're trying to work up a play. Shut up."
Yeah.
Everyone's
there's
yelling.
There is always a group of people, no matter where, what time. Yeah.
Yeah, the shoot.
Shoot!
People.
It's like a.
Rip a thick one
right,
in the
like
goal.
Right now, there's probably somebody yelling it.
Dude, I'm off for shooting the puck because you got to get the puck to the net to score goals. Yeah.
Thank
but
you,
if
Steve
you're
Coates.
Not if you're not opening up lanes, then shooting doesn't
here's
do anything.
Here's
right.
another question. When's the last time you guys seen the Flyers work a power play where somebody's like scoring goal in the high slot?
Shen did.
Braden Shen.
On Monday.
It happened, yeah, Columbus.
He scored right in front of us.
Right,
it was
right
awesome.
From the Scott Hartnell spot. But that's because Columbus was Their penalty killing was atrocious.
He had 0.5 seconds and Shen got it off immediately. It was a great shot.
How often do you see it?
Oh, not often.
Yeah.
It's not like, well, Hartnell
I
kind
of miss the days of Danny Briere. We would sneak behind the net and then just...
He was such a sneaky little elf boy.
The Flyers' power play in general is just very predictive. And, like, Giroux's only usable on those half boards, so, like, he's always there. And Ghost then gets the point by proxy.
Right.
And Voracek's on the other. And then all the teams just know. Smother them at those choke points, and then they can't get the puck down low.
Yep.
Giroux,
completely
Papsky.
Ineffective. But you know what? You know who hasn't seen that? The Flyers, apparently.
Anybody ever say that?
Because they abandoned the new little power play.
Only when I'm scoring goals.
Yeah.
Nice.
And they drew it up for the one
deep
play.
In the box.
They drew it up?
Yeah.
Penetrating our deep box. Impregnable.
We're doing that. Our two different conversations again.
Yeah. Our deep box is
people
impregnable.
People listening are going to freak out.
They've penetrated our deep
box.
They're
going to be like, these guys don't know how to podcast cross conversations for 5 minutes.
It's cancer to my ears.
This is the best one for people we gave cards out to Monday night to listen to.
They are going to love it.
We start when the game's even on. We don't even know what's happening. We're unprofessional, but it's okay.
Yeah, we still got podcast. 2 minutes till 8 o'clock, and then we can finally get off.
Get back at the goal, you Gwyn.
I don't like you
it
call
sounds
penguins
like a racist
the
term,
Pittsburgh Gwyn.
You Gwyn. I wasn't sure if you were making like a Tony Gwynn reference.
No,
or like,
no, it's just penguins.
No, it's just short for
get
penguins.
Get to the back of the goal, Gwyn. You Gwyn.
Josh, what's your favorite? What's your favorite penalty in hockey?
I'm gonna say hooking because of the sign you have to do.
That's not hooking.
That's clearly hooking.
That was a Viking pre-rowing, getting ready.
2 minutes.
High hook.
A
high
under the Poconos.
God damn it.
You got a high hook in the red light district.
You know who I'd like to see? Jeff Carter. What's he been up to? Where's he at?
Banging girls in L.A. Angeles. Winning cups.
He's playing for the Los Angeles Kings.
Which is nice, because now he's in Hollywood. He learned how to cover up his cold sores with makeup.
Yeah, that guy was a monster.
He wasn't that much of a monster.
Oh, on the ice or
Carter.
Off the ice?
I would know.
Yeah. Carter, Sandusky, similar term, monsters.
Guys, I am fuck you, Drew. It's not true.
If I was 12, you definitely would.
Fake news.
Ironically,
fake news.
Jeff Carter calls his bedroom Peen State. So...
Peen State?
All right, guys, we're going to watch.
Oh, my God.
Oh, did Lola fart again? Because that stunk. Sorry, anybody.
We're several minutes into this podcast.
Sorry, anybody,
if you're still
listening
to
this for the first
thank you.
We got Josh to do damage control with everybody. All right, guys, we'll be back after the game for those watching on Periscope. Sorry we started. If you watch any time during the game,
I want Josh to do like the stingers for our podcast.
Oh, he has to wait. He hasn't heard the new ones. Josh hasn't heard one in a while. He hasn't heard the new ones.
Yeah, well,
I mean, like when you take a break in the middle. Like
it's been,
and
has
now it, you've been listening to the Broad Street Bully podcast.
You were on episode 32, so this is 8. So literally, almost a year ago.
Just have three separate stingers voiced by three separate people.
All right, let's do it. All right, we'll be back.
I'm a broad boy. Wow, thanks for listening to the Broad Street Bullies podcast. We're coming at you live with you guessed it, hockey vibe. Stay tuned, that ice is cold, it's freezing cold, baby. Get on that puck, let's do it.
And we're back after that nice little win with the Flyers over the Penguins, finishing up 4-0, a shutout for Steve Mason. His second of his career, at least what the TV told me, versus the Penguins. We're back with Josh Carter, people. You just heard him. Lovely introduction to our show back again. And Josh, we're going to use that. I think
good.
We're gonna use that every once in a while.
Every
I'm
transition
glad.
Point.
I like it.
Every time we do it, every time we go to the next bit. All right, now tweet of the week time.
One.
Let's do that. Let's play that 10 times an episode just to be real huge dicks and do it.
Hilarious.
What do you think Dale Weiss is mouthing when he's looking up at that goal?
Kiss me.
Fuck.
No, he's saying oh my god something.
Oh my god, the Gwyns.
It's the
I haven't played a game in like weeks.
It's the luck he hasn't had all season, and he's like, oh, why is it coming now?
Oh, we're finally giving it to the Gwyns. That's what he's saying.
They're not giving it to the Gwyns or the Penguins. Okay, Gwyns.
What's the difference?
No, of course the Tony.
Three
Gwyns.
Letters.
Yeah,
people call him that.
Oh, okay.
Over there,
Man. It's not ridiculous to think they would use Gwyns when they call themselves Yinzers.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like the Yins and the Gwyns. Actually, I think they're.
You spend a lot of time at Pittsburgh, Josh.
I've been there once.
Yinzen and Gwinzen at the console energy center.
Is a competition for you guys. I think there is a Penguins podcast called Gwins for the Yins for the Gwins or something like that.
Well, let's take a look here. Producer.
Are you making this up?
Action.
No, my brother told me.
Gwins does kind of sound like derogatory.
Yins love de Gwins.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's on YouTube.
That makes me want to kick a baby in the face.
Boo.
Let's fight the Penguin fans. First, we'll drink.
I don't
want
to watch any of their videos because they're Penguins fans, but the most watched one has 664.
Yeah, don't. No one. I love Josh is the second Flyers podcast. Already short of fight people. We get drunk, we fight people. That's what we do.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Yinz. Come on, baby. Podbean.com. There's apparently
Broad Street Bullies.
Podbean. What a waste.
Podbean. Yeah. I'd rather sit on a Podbean. And by that, I mean, I don't like Podbean.
All right. Hot take, Josh Carter over here. He does not like Podbean.
Josh, do you have any more updates on the conspiracy with Dave Haxtell and Haxtell?
So I saw you doing research.
Yeah, I saw you.
This is what I've deduced.
That's what he spent most of the game doing, by the way. We weren't laughing. But he was spent most of the game researching this conspiracy. He scoured the 4chans to find
they
this.
Are actually related, and they kind of to throw people off the scent of them being related, you know, so people wouldn't know, they changed the spelling of their last names.
But why?
Because ISIS
no
is involved somehow. I'm still figuring this out. This is a fresh lead.
That's true. I saw all your tabs open.
Yeah.
More than 10.
I got tabs. I cropped that photo. There were a lot more tabs.
Drew's been crop dusting this entire room.
Oh, jeez.
Listen, you eat tacos once for dinner and you're the bad guy.
Well, we're in those tacos. Farts.
I've heard audible flatulence come from Drew's area tonight. I think we're in the double digits. More, at least, definitely more than 9 times. So we've got to be in those double boys.
Double boys. Sounds like a dream weekend for
That's
me.
That's what
I've
been calling your farts. Ugh. Drew's had another double boy.
You know, it figures we criticize the penalty kill, we criticize all their play, and then they come out tonight. Their penalty kill's solid. Couturier shows up.
The power play looked okay.
Belmar picks off a pass to score the third meaningless goal for Drew. Then he got it 5-on-5.
Hey, listen, you called Drew would have a big game tonight. He didn't look awful.
He didn't look too bad. Got outshined by Belmar, though.
Wait, what'd you say?
Old Stonehands Belmar.
You're a stuttering Stanley.
Too bad. Too bad.
Today, Junior.
Jesus Christ.
Keep the drops coming. Drew drops Papsky.
You know, I drop it like it's hot. Sorry. That's when he ended it all.
I thought you were going to start playing Snoop Dogg.
We really did.
I don't have that much of foreshadowing in my mind to figure like, oh, he's going to make a Snoop Dogg.
Foreshadowing.
Anyway, so Doyle's ball prediction was correct in the fact that the Flyers would score 3 goals and win. Actually, Doyle, you were wrong. They scored 4. So
yeah, they scored
you
too
lose.
Many.
You get nothing. You lose.
Good day, sir.
That was the drop you
wanted
to play.
I get half credit.
It's me doing it. This new character it's called Impressions Drew, where he does impressions of the soundboard.
I like Impressions Drew.
Yeah.
It's a new character called
Instead of just playing the
soundboard
he just...
Soundboy Drew. Oh, that was actually
that was recorded earlier tonight.
Yeah. That was the epic one I did. I was testing the microphone last year. We were doing like a little live interviews thing with people at the X-Men Live. And I was like, is this mic on? I tested it. And that's what that was from that. Yeah.
The best part was you put that mic up to people's mouths.
Yes.
And they leaned in real close because...
Save it for the Gwyn fans.
I should have.
The Gwyns.
I had a little lapel mic. It was like a little one clip on. I was like, hey, how's it going? I was holding it like this because that's all I had because on my phone I don't want to get too much background noise. Anyway, it's a long story.
Hilarious.
Back to you, Josh.
I like it.
So, Josh...
So, I predicted
that
they were going to win, but I also was very disappointed because not one time did I see... Ron Haxtell kill a referee and take his clothes.
Take over his body.
Well, him and Haxtell got to lay low for a little while. You have the high profile of ISIS right now,
yes,
which will help to decide their names.
They're dealing with something. Something's going on.
Syria is a mess. You know, they don't know what's going to happen over there.
The Gwyn's fans will tell you it's fake news.
They will.
But it's not. It's real.
It's real. You heard it here first, guys. This is a hot scoop that you cannot get anywhere else except on the Broad Street Boy podcast.
Yeah, you fucks.
You hear that, Twitter? Sorry.
Jeez. I'm pretty glad that Mark Streit didn't do anything because he almost had that goal.
Well, if he would have scored against us, it would have been like with Sam Gagner scoring on Monday against us and then him scoring tonight. And that just would have been, as they say, more shit in our shit cereal.
Oh, yeah, Gagne scoring.
Technical term. Don't want to get
happened
too
right in front
fancy.
Of us Monday night.
Son yeah, he just wound up, and I was like, oh, my God, what was that? I couldn't see because there's so many players in front. We were like so low, you know. We're down the rich seats. No
can
big
we
deal.
Talk about people complaining that we didn't bring him back?
Let's get into it. I know I spoke last year that I wanted to bring him back, but I understood why they couldn't.
He's like the discount of the year, though, because he's only making like $600,000.
He is, but... Still went like 28 games without a goal.
How much is that an hour?
I think they did it like per point. It's like $17,000 from dumb shit.
But $17,000 per point?
Yeah, it's not
that's like a fucking Honda Civic a point.
But to be fair though, like would you have rather
Honda Civic.
He knows cars.
All right, so you take Sam Gagne and you give him 2-3 years at less than what Weiss is making. You think he would have taken it?
He did probably want to stay here. He was tired of being shipped around the whole country.
And then you don't have to be saddled with Weiss
for
the next 3 years.
You sign him here for what and then have him miss a ton of games again?
I mean, if he produced like he did, I don't know.
We could have done it,
better? Like, if you look at Columbus's lineup, it's not like super great. They're just better at mucking out goals.
They also have a bunch more wins.
I'll tell you about
that. Yeah, because they're good at mucking out goals. And plus, Poprovsky's playing brilliant.
Their defense.
They have a pretty good lineup.
They're pretty good, man.
Yeah, they live
there. There's no, like, real big names on there besides Seth Jones and Brandon Dubinsky.
And Brandon Saad.
Like, Werenski's starting. Brandon Saad stinks. We told him he stinks. Cam Atkinson's a little boy. He was, like, 5 feet tall.
Short for...
You're falling apart, Jeff.
Atkinson.
No, Atkinson... Atkinson is very tiny. Like
I love his
Josh
diet.
Is just abbreviating every name.
He was in Scrubs, and we were looking at him. He's like noticeably shorter than everybody else.
He was in the TV show Scrubs.
Tell me.
Does he look like a bitch?
Yeah, kind of.
He does? I thought so.
He has like a little pudgy face.
Yeah.
Adorable little boy.
No, like chubby like Phil Kessel kind of chubby? Or like
No, chubby like he looks like a fat 13-year-old.
Ooh.
Or a.k.a.
We should say closer more often.
13.
I'm not 13. Yeah. Oh, look at that fat 13-year-old when I was six.
Add 40 years.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, well, shut
add
up.
40 years and a failing liver.
So, Josh, when's the last time you watched a Flyers game before tonight? Last year we watched it. Did you watch the playoffs last year with your brother or anything?
No, because we weren't hanging out.
Oh. Well, you and your brother okay?
I mean, yeah.
There's no arguing over like grandma's will or something.
No, I just was never like because he's either at the games or because he works for a company
that sometimes goes to games.
Not be involved.
Yeah, of course.
With the games, baby. or I just am not thinking about hockey, but now I am.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
Twice on the Broad Street Bully podcast,
we saved you the best for last, and they won. This is the last. This is the last Wednesday night game.
That's true.
Live.
We also haven't had a very good streak with Wednesday night games this year.
Not this year. Last year we were
shout
crushing
out
it. It took us
to
last year.
Come back to the Flyers.
He's not coming back.
Yeah, creep.
You reading that fake news again?
Come back to the Flyers, you creep.
I wouldn't mind. Actually, no, I would. He makes so much money.
How about
who gives a shit?
Here's a question.
Okay,
now that you brought this up, they did this the other night after the Blue Jackets game. If you could take back a trade
one
that the Flyers made,
you loved.
What would you take back?
Of all time?
Like, within the last, I don't know, like 5 or 6 years or whatever.
Trading Gagne for Matt Walker. I'm just kidding. No, just the
no,
personal
that's pretty good trade, actually.
I know. I'm just being...
I would take back ever getting Dan Carcillo.
You know, like the Scotty Upshaw trade?
That one trade, really?
Yeah, well, I really hate Dan Carcillo, so
You wouldn't want... Mine,
Carcillo's
I would
be in
take,
the alumni game now.
I don't even want to watch the alumni game anymore.
I would take back the Bobrovsky trade in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I could probably take that one back.
I'd get Chip Kelly.
No, because you know why? It wouldn't have... If you take back the Bob trade, they still... Like, they didn't have the compliance buyout yet for Brizgalov, right?
What was it after that year?
Yeah, we didn't know about it yet, though.
Yeah, but we didn't know about it. So, like, I don't know.
I would take back the Jeff Carter trade because Couturier and Voracek stink.
And then, you know what? Did you Cousins. Really want to leave who was it at the time? Jeff Reese? Jeff Reese to mold Sergei Bobrovsky with his track record of all the other goalies.
He was supposed to be pretty good. He shined shit pretty well. He made Leighton and Boucher take us to the finals.
I feel like Boucher got away from him, though.
Ray Emery did all right with one hip. Come on now. Come on.
Yeah, Boucher got away. And
apparently,
came back.
They're saying that Mason might go leave to join him in, was it Dallas or something?
Makes sense. I don't know. Where the hell is Dallas going to do with the two goalies they have signed for the next 30 years?
Play them.
Buy one of them out.
$8 million for the next 30 years.
They signed, what was it, Niemi and... Niemi's getting like 4.5
Niemi
or something.
And...
Like
Niemi.
Know what trade I would take back? Sorry. I just thought of it. I think I would take back the Christopher Stieg trade. At the time, I liked it. But
yeah, but you get ghost with that one.
You do, because the picks they got.
The pick you traded him away later...
Yeah,
you get a third. You got like a third or second round pick. It's
tough,
a pick
man.
We used to get you.
We lost the first rounder on that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what the Carcillo trade did?
We just got Upshaw and lost the third rounder, right?
They traded Upshaw. They traded a pick for Carcillo, and then because of Carcillo's salary, the Flyers had to shuffle Giroux in and out of the lineup and back down to the minors.
Yeah, but it didn't matter because in the playoffs, Giroux was there.
But
and Carcillo scored versus the... Carcillo! Dan Carcillo scored against overtime versus the Devils.
Carcillo is... If you looked up Dirty Queef in the dictionary, it'd be Carcillo's face.
Right next to your face. Yeah. Ooh, face! Your mama's so fat, she sat on a dollar, and four quarters came out. Josh, I do like Bustin' Chops. I really do.
Good.
Do you like Bustin' Chops?
I love to bust some chops.
Do you want
to
bust some chops right now?
Let's bust some chops, baby.
Oh, Bustin' Chops.
Thank you. This next part of my bed is called Bustin' Chops. Play that thing again. Yeah. If I could trade somebody, I'd trade that guy with the red beard and no teeth for... Flex, the Phantom's mascot.
Oh, he's talking about Sean Couturier, and he's busting his chops.
Consider him busted.
All right, we get it.
Sorry about that. Or that guy with the crazy eyes.
Andrew McDonald?
Yeah, for Flex, the Phantom mascot.
You missed Flex, huh?
Yeah.
He's not around anymore. They replaced him with... They replaced them now.
What is their mascot? Do they even have one?
Is it a moose? No, it's the Sixers, right? The Sixers had a moose.
The Sixers is a dog.
The Phantoms did. Because I remember all those old Skate Zone commercials.
Where you like stand there just flexing, running around with the cape. He was
flexing.
Oh, yeah. It's this little dog thing. That's right. It's like this,
Flex with a PH.
It's Melvin.
What?
They have a dog too?
It's named Melvin?
Yeah.
Is his last name Schwinkelstein?
Melvin Schwinkelstein? Love drinking Schweppes?
Melvin.
He's a. Yeah, apparently Melvin is a pladoodle. Pladoddle? Whatever the hell.
Labradoodle.
Does he have a bottle of Schweppes?
Labradoodle's a
He's a puck-nosed pladoddle. Pladoodle?
Is his nose a puck?
Yes.
Ah, nice.
I don't want to see this monster.
That's not a very effective nose.
This is animal cruelty.
Yeah.
Pucks can't smell with a puck nose.
He's bored on the ice. He's like the Jersey Devil. I mean, just a legend, not the hockey team.
Oh, okay. What about the comedy devil?
Oh, that's me, baby.
Oh,
somebody say my
evil.
Name. Say my name three times in the mirror. I jump up behind you and I go, comedy.
Oh.
It's got to be dark, though.
Hear that
you
tonight?
In the bathroom.
Don't do it.
No, what? Don't
say,
do it.
Say comedy in the mirror three times.
Don't do that before you brush your teeth and floss that awful plaque out between your teeth.
Yeah.
Do it. Your girlfriend hates your breath. Do it.
What are you talking to my girlfriend?
People don't floss enough.
No, they don't.
Do you ever smell your floss after you
No. Jesus Christ.
What a weird question.
Especially when you didn't floss for like 3 days. It's like, I built up.
This evening is just invoked gross smells.
Yeah.
In my brain and in my nostrils.
Smell your floss?
Yeah, who smells their floss when they're done?
I was asking you guys. Why are you asking me? Stop putting the question
Well, you obviously have done it before.
I asked questions about here, Sunday, but why were you on October 5th, man?
Have you ever smelled your floss?
So how
many
awful
flosses
did it smell?
Have you smelled?
Pretty bad. Yeah. I mean, allegedly, pretty bad. It's like, oh my
God. But you got to get that floss that tastes good.
The mint one.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Floss.
Yeah. If your plaque is overpowering, it's going to make that
Jesus
floss smell
Christ.
Pretty bad.
So like, you've done
remember
this.
Remember when
guys
attack.
Had like gauges?
I know people had
Did you guys have gauges?
gauges?
In your ears?
No.
And they get the gauge ear cheese.
Oh my God! Did like you have gauges when you were younger?
I did not, but
yeah, you did.
I know people.
You listened to Avenged Sevenfold and a bunch of pop punk weird stuff.
I didn't give a shit about.
You wore girl jeans.
No,
and
I did not.
Little teenage boy tits were hanging out.
I was too fat.
I know. I can see it in my head.
I wanted to do that, but I know you did.
Drew was like, "You wore sweatpants like the rest of us."
I was like a metal kid.
You had a Hot Topic medium shirt on.
God, cock sucking, damn it.
I knew it.
In the name of hockey.
I wore a lot of hoodies and pajama pants to cover up my obvious flaws and defects.
I wore polos from Express sophomore year till senior year.
Polos, more like YOLOs, am I right?
Yeah. Is that what you think, Jeff?
It doesn't matter what you think!
Just shuts him off for a little bit. It's like a little water bottle with a cat on the table. Like,
did you check your Twitter?
Jeff's Twitter?
No, the show's Twitter.
No, why? Did you do something?
It's funny.
Okay.
It's somebody tweeted at us.
What did we do?
Is it me?
No.
What did it say?
Oh, you did tweet at us, though.
I did.
Because you're uncovering the controversy.
Yeah, I'm on to something.
Joe Walker. Smells floss. Thanks, Joe.
Joe Walker,
I actually want to bring this up.
Smell and floss?
I want to bring this up. Joe wrote an article about asking when Hackstall should be fired. Apparently, he's very fed up with Hackstall's coaching, as are some other people.
A lot of people on Flyers Twitter.
So,
Joe Walker is he's playing to his audience, which is Flyers Twitter. Yeah. So I commend him.
Hey, hey, you guys' opinion. I'm not going to say I hate it. I just don't agree. What do you guys think?
I think you hate it.
I don't hate it. No,
I question a lot of his decisions, but he's not going to get fired anytime soon.
I think that...
He'll get fired next week now.
There's definitely...
He'll never get fired. We can't lose. Buy a house. It's 07. Fuck.
This bubble never bursts.
Ah, that's bath control.
This is how things work.
I think there's definitely some personnel changes that he makes that are questionable. But I think overall...
Picking players. And...
Like some of the... I'll agree with some of the scratches that... he's made. Like, I don't know, everybody was so pissed off that Ghost got scratched, but at that time Ghost was your worst defenseman.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Right.
Yeah. Why would you keep playing him when what he's good at he's not good at?
Yeah, no one wants
he's
to
on
hear.
The ice to create offense, and he didn't create offense since November. So
he was a poster child of everyone's like, yeah, he was right after he won like Philly Sports Athlete of the Year.
Yeah,
I mean
that one was just
talking Ghost.
I think I was more angry that
Ghost.
Yeah, he won the Philly Sports Athlete of the Year by the Philly Writers thing they do every year.
Ah, yeah,
and he was benched the game before.
Yeah,
the night before he got the award.
Was he 22?
Yeah,
he's
like
young man. He had a great rookie season, and he's going to continue to improve, or we'll trade him this summer. It depends.
Certainly wasn't making $17,000 a point.
He makes more than that. Actually, no, he doesn't.
He's going to.
He makes about $1 million, right?
They're saying his going rate probably going to be $5 million.
Do you think he's a point?
No, $5 million for the season.
I thought it would be four to five when he signs. I don't think
3.75, 4.75. I'm above five.
Now, I think this offseason, they'll probably give Hackstall another. They'll let him start next season, and then if the shit continues, but they'll probably.
Jesus.
Hope the mic
can't wait
up.
To leave.
Periscope definitely
so
did.
So excited to leave this haunted mansion.
I think that.
What are you, a Disney movie?
This haunted mansion.
This farted
farts.
Mansion.
This
farted mansion.
The point I was trying to make. Oh, Laffy and Mullen will probably get replaced.
You have to can them at this point. I'm sorry.
Because the PK has been. I mean, tonight's kind
you
of an anomaly
to start
for canning the rest
your
of the
farts.
Season. add a nice must to them when you can. But yeah, Mullen and Lappy will probably, because there's no reason the power play or PK aren't.
See, I agree with that,
anyway,
but I also think the overreaction to Hackstall, we got to fire him, and do what? Who else do you have? You're building a team.
They'll do what they did with Laviolette. They'll give him the benefit of the doubt, and then three games in the next season, they'll fire him, and then they'll make a rash coaching decision.
If they come out absolutely horrible next year,
back Chief.
We should have a better team next year. But based on the talent coming up,
it depends.
But also, if a slow start wouldn't really kill us because technically we should have a lot of young players moving in to fill in holes.
How hard?
Yeah, gel.
I will say too
for Vandeveld.
Vandeveld
comes back, I will become a member of the Hurricanes fan base because they also support Hockey's for Everyone more than the Flyers, and that's what I do.
True.
because I don't care about actual team or loyalty. I just buy shirts based on political virtue signaling. Oh, wait, sorry. That was somebody else on Twitter.
Hashtag hot take.
Yeah, sorry. Actual Flyers fans saying, I don't want to like the Flyers anymore because they didn't do hockey for everyone as much.
Hashtag controversy.
I don't like the hashtag Flyers.
They didn't put rainbow tape on their sticks. So people were questioning their allegiance to like hockey for everyone month.
Oh.
They had events, but they didn't really talk about them as much. And they were like, oh, the Flyers aren't doing enough to bridge the gap between, like, you know, what?
Hashtag non-inclusive.
Yeah, non-inclusive.
Hashtag
what?
Offensive.
It just annoys me.
I don't.
They don't hate gay people.
I don't I don't get how Sarah Baker.
No, he has a very hot girlfriend, actually.
All 10%, yeah, well, all 10% of America that's gay.
She's
don't
trans.
I don't get how.
Oh, thanks.
No, she likes trance music.
Yeah, but she's also transitioning into a fella.
Are you researching this right now?
This is just stuff.
Ghost probably has girly legs under those pads.
Yeah,
he's a little small and skinny. Little, he's succulent.
Maybe.
Mm.
But sorry, as you were saying about firing,
oh yeah, back to
Lavi Litt earlier. It's like people were. I don't know how Sarah Baker just puts up with people on social media all
just
day,
yelling at her.
Yeah, but somebody was saying like, we brought in Lavi and then fired him on a knee jerk reaction, and he brought us to the Stanley Cup, and like, Sarah Baker was like, it might be because Hakstol doesn't have the talent and depth that he needs to be a better coach.
No, it's impossible. Flyers went to the playoffs last year.
That's what the dude says. Like, you bring Lavi in here, he takes us to the Stanley Cup. First off, that roster
was stacked.
But they barely made the playoffs that year. And like,
it was
he
stacked
was saying,
to a degree.
Then like somebody like listed all the talent the Flyers have right now, and then she was like, why don't you take a look at the 2009-2010 Flyers and get back
to me.
We
weren't stacked. We just had a great top four defense.
Yeah.
We got by with a 5-6.
Yeah, but they were like...
But we had like 6 or 7...
Compared to the team right now.
We had like 6 or 7 20-goal scorers.
I quoted it and I just wrote, I wonder what the Flyers would give up to have Danny Briere as their third center right now.
Big Briere.
Dude, we had three Flyers lines that could score anytime.
Yeah.
The fourth line still contributed about like 10 goals that season with Blair Betts and Darryl Powell. But like the top three lines could actually score because you had like 5 centers. And
I would just like to see what
yeah,
would
like Drew is playing on the wing.
Yeah, and like you had Briere, you had Carter, Richards. Like we had too many centers, but we had also had people that would just fill in roles and we could do things.
You know,
like Aaron Ashton was on that team, and Billy Leno had a career.
And your second pairing on defense was Kimo Tiimonen and Braden Coburn.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The top four on D, and we had like Krejcik and Parent, but as long as they didn't let up goals for the 9 minutes they played at night, we were okay in the playoffs. But you know, they did that sometimes. That's why we lost, and also because you know we. Didn't have a great goalie, and Ben Eager with their sniper wrist shot. We still, every like 10 episodes, I get upset about it. I do.
I think one of the big problems this year
is that Brewery.
Like, instead of, like, Hakstol, everybody are like, he doesn't understand how to gauge talent at the NHL level, but like, you would think that he'd be like, listen, all I did was coach evolving talent in college.
Yeah.
Chris Vandeveld.
They had a lot of rare candy.
Like, he should be pushing harder to sit Vandeveld and call up Phantoms. Because, like, he knows.
That's what I'm hoping that,
like,
that...
I don't understand, and I don't know if, like, maybe from day one, Hextall was like, listen, Dave, Vandeveld stays in lineup. Like, I'm not calling up any Phantoms. I'm not going to rush him. And, like, that's the hand Hextall was dealt, so maybe that's why he's leaning on McDonald and Vandeveld and those
it's
guys.
It's possible.
Family. But, like, if I was Dave Hextall, I would go to Ron Hextall and make an impassioned speech. Like, listen, I can't win consistently with the trash you're giving me.
Maybe Ron knows that, though.
And maybe he doesn't want to win. But this is a weak draft class, so I don't know why he would want to, unless he wants to be higher in all the rounds, because the Flyers have like 38,000 draft picks this year.
Yeah, they could always package them for like a younger player that teams are like losing sight of. Yeah. Like, say, Matt Duchesne's kid.
So I don't know.
You never know.
This is the kind of stuff they want.
It's very confusing why he's leaning so heavily on players who stink for all intents and purposes.
As long as they do not re-sign Vandeveld at the end of this year, I will be okay. If you re-sign him, I've lost all hope.
I would like to think that they wouldn't, but then like, why did they come out and re-sign Belmar at the trade deadline? Like, there wasn't a demand for him. No one, he wasn't going to go anywhere in the offseason.
They knew they were going to move straight one an assistant captain, I guess.
I feel like that's more like a leadership.
They could have
given
the aid to anybody. They could have had Voracek fill in part-time.
But I think it's a leadership thing, like Doyle said, yeah.
Yeah.
Who else do you give it to, though?
I don't know. Remember when the Canucks made Longo captain?
This is the French guy, Belmar.
And they got traded because he stinks.
I will say this, though.
Over the Sedins?
Yeah.
Sedines on your pizza?
Do you remember that when they made Luongo captain? They painted a C on his helmet? Yeah. They couldn't talk to the refs because he'd be like, come down here. Come here.
Hey, I call a timeout, sir. There's no timeout. It's not football. Shut up.
I can't
challenge.
I can't cross the red line. It's a penalty.
I'm not wearing skates.
He was wearing skates, all right.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes, Josh.
I will say this, though. Players people get mad about them benching are younger players, but coaches seem to have a shorter leash with younger players because they're trying not, like, they want to, like, to make them develop and work hard at their game.
Like, Laviolette doesn't like young guys. He was gunning for Vinny in Nashville.
Yeah. So,
He was gunning for Vinny here, too, but he also
he was the one that wanted Vinny.
Laviolette would sit younger players, too. Like, he scratched some players. I mean, that's what it is.
Well, he started the whole... whole Bob thing.
Yeah, the goalie thing is a little different. In my
Everybody's
opinion,
just angry because they want
just Nick Cousins
people to play.
But when Wheel finally played well, he kept staying in the lineup until he got hurt twice. He's been fine,
and that's a growing problem with him too. Is that he cannot stay healthy?
He's just too small. Gets banged up. I guess he's got to put on some muscle and work on that health sports science stuff.
But I mean, other than that, he's been playing great when he's actually been in the lineup.
Yeah. Anyway. I don't even know, man. But Josh, so what'd you learn tonight?
I learned that your dog's farts are so meaty and gross. But I also learned that your farts don't really smell at all. I didn't get any smells from you, from your dog.
If you're speaking with a prolific podcast such as this and watching the Flyers win 4-0, that's all you had to pull away from it. That says a lot about our show. Might as well just be farting the whole time.
I also learned that Diablo 2 is interesting.
Yes.
An interesting game. And also... Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I'm not even worried about it. I'm not worried about it smelling, though. It's going to be fine. It's just funny at this point.
You stood up and you were like, your butt was mouth level to Josh.
I know, exactly.
Yeah, I was like, where's he going?
If you put flour, it would hit him in the back of the throat.
Fire in the hole.
When you say it like that, it makes it sound like he was like right on my face.
Those fart particles shot out at extreme speed.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
I'm not used to this because they play at 7:30. You guys even know what time it is right now?
10. No,
Josh,
wait a minute.
Do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
I don't think you know.
I don't.
Do you have a watch?
No.
Doyle, do you want to tell him what time it is, or should I? I don't know if we should.
I think you should tell him.
Are you sure? Because, I mean, really, people don't want to know. People want to know when we record the show.
I don't want to ruin it.
I'm so excited.
Ruin what?
No, I said it's such an elaborate buildup.
Yeah, but I'm saying I don't want to tell him because I don't want to ruin it. I don't want to ruin it.
Ruin what? No, do you know what time it is, Josh?
What?
It's time.
Shibadoo bop bop, tweet of the week. Yeah!
That's what time is. Tweet of the week, everybody's favorite part of the show.
Production levels.
I mean, really, it never gets old. We love our tweets. We love people that tweeted us. And Jeff this week has the tweet of the week. He picked off the interwebs for your pleasure.
So Monday night, Mark Streit left the Penguins game and went to the hospital for precautionary reasons.
Former Flyer Mark Streit.
And one of the first responses to this Twitter post from the Penguins fan Twitter was from Ben K at Ben K 84, and he responded with a simple question: did he break his dick again?
Oh,
because hilarious!
Last year he had a pubic plate detached,
his dick plate fell, snapped like a twig,
and so that led to the way that Shane Gostisbehere moved up the lineup,
and they super glued his penis back together, and he came back and played.
So thanks to
a minute, that's nothing to do with your penis. Well, the penis was fine. The pubic plate broke.
Yeah, dick plate.
Pubic plate, hair.
Dr. Josh.
Dicks. Yeah.
The dick plate is what
pubic
holds
plate,
his,
pubic hair, close to your dick.
Yeah, exactly.
Dick broke.
Hey, dude.
Gonna need to glue his dick.
The ankle bolt attached to the dick bone. Anyway, guys, that was this week's Tweet of the Week. Thank you for listening.
Tweet of the Week. Yeah.
I thought that was the play.
Majestic.
It's such an elaborate stinger.
Dude, that sound. Just the yeah into the explosion never gets old.
Sounds like somebody's crinkling a plastic bag.
It took me 20 minutes to make. After Jeff did it live on the show, I was like, I isolated that. Then I harmonized it with a lower octave.
Perfect.
I'm more of a tenor, so I had to.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm a 10er. I'm a 15er.
I'm also a 9er, 9er over 5. God damn it.
Oh.
A Braden Shinner.
All right, guys. I think it's also time we give our Flyers kudos of the week in the form of Lauren Hart waves. So, anyone like to go first? Anyone step up to the plate? Josh?
Oh.
All right.
He's raising his hand now.
Man.
Not watching.
I'll let you know. Your conspiracies are not. I'm just kidding. Do whatever you want. Josh, your Lauren Hart waves of the week.
I'd just like to give a shout out to Flex, the mascot from the Phantoms. I wish you were more involved in the Philadelphia scene. And what's the team from Trenton? Isn't there a team that Trenton
Thunder's
Thunder?
A baseball team.
Lightning.
Is there the King or something like that?
Something like
Kings
that.
Kings or whatever, like something like purple. Yeah. Purple.
Stay where you are, where the I don't
Trenton
see
Trenton hockey players.
ECHL, I think it is.
Yeah.
So my Lauren Hart wave of the week.
Titans.
Is to the Trenton Titans. I wish your mascot was as cool as Flex.
I think they pulled out of that area, too. Goalie Cal Heater. Cal Heater plays for them.
Oh, Cal Heater, huh?
That was 4 years ago, so I guess he's done now.
Yeah, probably.
All right, so that was Josh's waves of the week. Doyle, we'll go around the circle. Lauren Hart, waves of the week.
I'm going to give out two. One is to Josh Carter for off of one of the Flyers' goals off of Matt Murray's goalie pad. He said, "That's what you call off the thing, bada bing."
I'm honored to be one of your waves of the week.
And my other wave is for the Bull, Wayne Simmons. Oh, on pace nice. For another 30-goal season there.
And scored his 200th career goal tonight. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good.
He's pretty Shit. Evenly matched in points, too. Did you see that?
Fuck!
Hey, Junior!
Did you see that graphic that said he is like 200 goals and 191 assists? So, like... It's very even production from him.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah.
17 grand.
Even production, like my sound.
It would have been a lot better if I wasn't a stuttering zilch.
Yeah, you know, well.
Stuttering Stanley.
Stuttering zilch.
You're stuttering Stanley.
My Lauren Hart wave of the week.
Is it going to skip me?
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to stutter through it.
We're going around the circle. Mine.
I don't know. I was tricked, too. I was like.
It's mine wave. Mine wave. All right, Jeff.
I hope I took yours.
Go ahead.
For a horrible third line center with no offensive upside, Sean Couturier has been playing pretty solid, so I'm going to give a wave to him.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll go with that one, too.
Ay-yay-yay.
My Lauren Hart wave of the week goes to number one, the guy selling beer behind section 115 at the Flyers game.
Yeah, it was a true champion.
Warm all night. And my second one and last wave of the week for the Wednesday night game goes to none other than, well, folks, you probably guessed it, me. This year, God.
You can't just keep giving yourself waves of the week.
This year, I have been crushing at these bold predictions. Once again, was right tonight, was right earlier this year. I mean, really, like, the hits keep on coming, and Pepsi's knocking them down.
Game you
I'd like
in the
to give
of.
A wave to you as well.
Thank you, Josh. How about a high five as well?
And a high five, baby.
We're comedians. We're podcasters. We're doing Josh Carter style talking. I love it.
My favorite way to talk.
Yeah. These Broad Street bully idiots over here.
These Broad Street bully boys.
I hope a wave hit you in the ocean.
I didn't like, by the way, when Josh was did some of the graphics and some sketches, he named it all Broad Street Boys as a final name. Like, I wouldn't notice it. I was like, no, fuck you. I'm changing this to...
Just like, I'm like, what do I say this? Broad Street Boys. This is whatever fucking comes in my head first.
Oh, shit, man. All right, so Jeff, I guess we'll do the song of the week now before we wrap this bad boy up and get Josh's plugs and get the hell out of here so we can all go home and go to bed and dream of the 4-0 win of the Penguins. So, Jeff, without further ado, it's episode 82. Back to you.
You're going to slide me up a bit.
I was just finishing my rhyme. Hitting
okay,
the post.
Thanks.
I'm a radio guy.
I can dream about Drew, and I want to hold him tight.
listening to episode 82 on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play tonight.
You had it for a little bit.
Yeah, I tried. I saw Drew like lean over, and I didn't know if he was going to Periscope or trying to touch the board to play a sound clip, so I got nervous.
No, I was like, they can't even hear it because we're playing these songs. We're doing the song of the week. People.
Song of the week, yeah.
Oh, Jess Bricker joined. Hi, Jess.
Hi, Jess.
Hello, Jess.
We're doing the song of the week, but you won't be able to hear it. But
yeah,
just
you
guess.
Won't.
Just
Jess to you.
Yeah. Drew, hold your headphones up close.
But I have to do my song of the week.
Oh, yeah,
I can't
right.
do it that way.
Okay, forget it.
Jesus.
Sorry.
All right, this one I planned weeks ago. And
oh, boy.
The
I'm
idea
excited.
Of it, but actually I didn't put that much thought into it. So listen to the old one, Master Puppets. Just remember me as the old Drew before he
like most
went downhill.
Like
reusing Master of Puppets
no,
again?
No, I'm not. It's everyone. Episode 82. I'm just fucking Drew. I just use the same lyrics. Okay. One of the best bands. I'm ready to cross that fine line. A month from now, we'll be alone. No playoffs for this team. Trade every player on this team. Except for Jordan Will. We want to be cup winners in the world. But till then, we will always lose. This team can't score at 5-on-5. It's episode 82.
82.
The smooth jazz of Steely Dan bringing you down.
It's a great song.
That's amazing.
I couldn't keep it happy because it was just a sad realizing we're not going to make the playoffs probably. And I sat there making my tacos dinner going like, we tried. We tried, Johnny.
Have some awful farts
it
later.
It'll be worth it.
Well, when you're talking about drinking scotch whiskeys all night long and dying behind the wheel, I think it's...
Well, that's what
I think
telling,
that sets the mood for
I was,
you.
I don't know if I mentioned this earlier in the show, this one, the mics were off, but we were driving home and I was playing some Steely Dan for Jeff, trying to show him some of the deeper cuts that he hasn't heard.
Driving home from the Flyers game, and all you hear is, I'd really like to get a DUI to this song.
and Jeff was like, what? And then then he heard the chorus. He's like, oh, drink scotch whiskey all night long. I can't even talk. So I got the Jeff syndrome. I'm dumb. Get it?
That's rude.
All right. Josh, man, I'm thinking you come on the show, man. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Oh, it's an honor.
Also, just as I always said, I'm gonna before you even give your plugs, I just want to put it out there. All our graphics on our site, minus the opposite of saying that Photoshops you see on our Instagram, all like our graphics, our logos, which our t-shirts are coming soon, they're on the way. All from Josh, man. He does an awesome job, and he's hooked up to other people I know. So give him a shout out. Also, Josh, whatever else you have to plug, man.
Thanks. Yeah. Thank you. I like
your work.
I appreciate it. It's fun. It's
when
fun.
Is
it worked when you had an idea off the bat when I gave you kind of an idea to work with. It worked both times. So he's good with
we
anything.
Crushed
people.
It.
When is Get a Life, You Knife coming back
that's
on
gonna
board?
That's going to be back up. Like that could be any day.
Once he buys it off me.
Within the next month and a half. I still got
very specific
it.
Month and a half.
I got to buy it from Drew.
So basically till May.
I just have to move like a couple files around on my server and I'll be back.
Nice. Oh, excellent.
So it should be quick. I'll hit you guys up.
All right, sounds good. We'll launch on the show because we'll be bored in May. We'll be out of the comics I want to use for the summer and just nothing to talk about.
If you guys want to catch me doing stand-up, I'll be at Landmark Americana Bar and Grill in Glassboro, New Jersey.
That's Rowan University for you.
At Rowan University, yes. March 25th. Be there or don't.
Was it next Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
So next Saturday,
slinging
coming
goofs.
Up, should be pretty fun. Yeah. Actually, there's other comics in the lineup, too, I know. They're all good, too. So you
C.D.
Guys...
Schultz, son of
Dave Hammer Schultz,
who'd been working trying to get on here, but he's so goddamn busy. And also think he hates me. No, I'm just kidding. He likes me. take a girl out there. No Tinder girl likes just going out to the bar and getting drinks, all right? Take her to the comedy little show there and show her like your culture and like oh that was fun because like how many people I talk to adult women go like I always say this when I plug on my shows too but they really go oh a comedy show like I never think to bring a girl there I'm like yeah cause mm-hmm. or I'm sorry they say I never think to get a guy to bring me there because they don't ever take them
right
they take them out to dinner or like drinks or a movie like comedy's funnier takes the stress off you and if you're kind of funny
what?
Guy and say oh that guy's pretty funny and here's
it's
a couple of my
be
jokes
a
you
great
know
show.
It also makes it so you don't have to talk to her if things are weird
especially if she's ugly I'm looking at her you can look at this
exactly
you let me
and the room gets
her.
Dark and you could just be like hey and then just like reach over and like pat her on the head like a dog
and then that's actually the waitress you're hanging like get off me I'm trying to drop the check
get off of me honey. Hey, sweetie, you're
anything
on my
else?
Tit.
Any Twitter?
Yeah, you follow me at JC underscore super artist on Twitter and Instagram. Also, check out my Snapchat, JC underscore super artist, same one. I do nightly traffic updates.
I really hate them.
Oh my! I will be following you on Twitter or on
Good.
Snapchat. Later.
I hope you do it while you're in traffic, and not the Steve Winwood bend.
So tune into those. Those are a lot of fun. And if you need any graphics, go to my website, joshcartersuperartist.com.
AK, get a life, you knife. Just kidding.
That not yet.
Soon. That's fuck. I can't believe coming that's soon. Down. But right. Yeah, I'm running a deal on all graphics. I haven't decided what it is yet. I kind of just made
he'll
that
hook you up, though.
Yeah.
Deals,
yeah,
deals, deals.
Deals, deals.
Mention
deals.
The show.
Has everyone gone crazy? Right.
Just mention you heard Josh on the show, and he'll give you a little bit of. He'll give you a dollar discount.
I'll come down on the price.
There we go. Don't want to come down the price, but we will. But guys, look at the bright side. It's March 16th as you're listening to this, unless you're on Periscope. It's 15th. Don't worry, I know. And in two weeks, Bobby Ray's open mic, Starving Naked Comedy is coming back to Bobby Ray's, Pennsauken, New Jersey. Free open mic comedy show every Monday night. Come check it out. Mexican Monday specials, I think. It's going to be great.
I hope those come through.
It sounded like you messed your pants.
Probably.
We should put a
it's
mic.
About damn time.
We should mic your ass.
It'd be a lot more intelligent what comes out of this. And it's going to be cool. And it's getting warmer out, guys. And the Flyers aren't out of the playoffs yet, although it looks pretty bad. But they beat the Penguins.
They beat the stupid Gwins.
Yeah, the stupid Gwins.
The
am I right?
Gwins.
Sidney Crosby couldn't even score one goal on the Flyers tonight. Sorry, I'm yelling. You have a roommate. It's going to be
okay.
The Gwins.
My roommate. Thanks for calling my mom my roommate. Everyone knows. Shut up.
Hey.
Shut up. Everyone, Periscope, check tonight. Thank you so much for doing it. We appreciate you guys checking in live and everyone listening to the show. We're on Google Play. We're on all those things that you're going to hear after this. And check out Joe Walker's article about Hackstall. Comment, tweet at Joe. Tell him how stupid or smart he is, depending on how you feel. Don't hold back on the kid. He could use him. Just kidding. We actually have Joe Walker on next week in person to
should
come on and
time.
Talk some
Joe
of the Flyers.
Joe Walker.
Our new addition to the Broad Street Bully family. He's a familiar now. That's what we're going to treat him.
Hey,
so.
Yeah, baboopy.
Thank you for follow Josh's traffic updates and commit suicide. Have a great week.
Also, do you guys want to start Jeff listens to music?
Oh yes.
Where you tweet at me and I will listen to one song and tell you how I feel about it in 140 characters or less.
Yes. That sounds great.
Yes. Yeah, Jeff listens to music. Also,
I'll hashtag it with Jeff listens to music.
T-shirts nice. Are on en route. They'll be here next week.
En route.
I've talked to Snow. Delayed a little bit, but they're coming. They're there. We promise.
Dumbass snowstorm.
It's been almost a
what
year.
What colors are we looking at?
Black and white.
Beautiful.
Ebony and ivory, baby.
White shirt or black shirt?
Black shirt, white.
Black shirt.
Like, just like the logo you made, the
yeah,
little cans we have on the koozies. Yep.
Yeah.
I was going to say Broad Street Boy down in the back, you know, little marketing.
Ooh,
and it's
perfect.
Weird because the website link on the back is to getalifeyourknife.com.
Yeah.
You guys
stole
really,
your URL.
You guys are really concerned because it wasn't working.
Yeah.
Drew has it redirecting. Well, I tried to show somebody get a life.
Well, it's like
knife.
The Count of Monte Cristo. I brought it up.
And it was down. Yeah.
I got fucking hacked, you know, and I'm blaming these Hackstall brothers, okay? You got Hackstall and Hackstall. Who are you trying to fool, okay? It's not funny.
Yeah. What are you, Hackstall Jim Dugan?
Get out of my head, Hackstall brothers.
Hey. All right, guys, that was our show. We thank you for listening.
Sadly, this comes to an end.
Yeah,
I'm
but
honored.
All good things do, just like the Flyer season a month from now. Fuck. I'll see you guys later.
This has been the Broad Street Bully Podcast with your hosts, Drew Papsky and Jeff DeAngelis.
And Doyle.
Available on iTunes, Stitcher, and BroadStreetBully.net. Follow the show on Twitter at the BSB Podcast.